So, over the weekend, I went camping to a lake.
That's just a no for me.
You know how I feel about lake monsters?
Did the eel pig visit you?
No, it wasn't that lake, thank goodness.
Thank God.
But for one, it's like very, what's the word? There's like clay that you like, your feet sink into when you walk.
Ew.
And all I could think about were the catfish who were absolutely down there. And if my foot sank low enough, it was going to like get them.
You would be noodling with your feet.
Yes. Exactly that. That is exactly what I was envisioning.
No.
That didn't help anything. And then.
No, Megan.
There were lots of kids and it gets all that clay and stuff.
It like gets in the water.
See.
So you don't know what's touching you.
And then there was like seaweed, but we're not in the sea. So it's like lake weed, I guess.
Lake weed.
Grabbing me. I mean, you guys, just the sheer bravery. Okay. I should get a medal.
That just seeped from your pores.
I got on a float, but it was a float where my legs had to hang down.
No.
And the whole time, I'm just like, okay, this is great, you guys. I'm having so much fun.
This is so fun.
And then my fear of things that live in the water is critters. Well documented.
Mm-hmm.
Have we talked a lot about my fear of spiders? I mean, you know.
I know, so I don't know that it's been well spoken on the podcast, but
it's pretty intense and
like we'll leave.
But those are the main things I'm afraid of, right? I don't have a whole lot of other things I'm afraid of,
right?
But I am very afraid of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're camping. There were spiders,
of course,
right? In the woods, obviously. Right. And so it starts a downpour of rain, and we're all kind of huddled under this like canopy. And there's like seven or eight of us sitting there just trying to stay. And I felt something tickle my leg.
No.
And I'm kind of watching my friend Amy's dog. And so I thought maybe it was just his long hair. And I looked down and it was a granddaddy long legs on me. And I freaked out, jump up. And my friend Kurt, he's like, Megan, granddaddy long legs aren't even spiders.
They're the most venomous spider out there. Their mouths are just too little to bite humans.
I've read that too.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that they are actually related to roly-polies.
Huh?
But I was like, listen, I don't need your logic right now. I look at
it. The roly-polies are so close to the ground.
I'm afraid of anything that looks like a spider.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Witches, Magic, Murder, and Mystery podcast.
Hey, guys. I'm Kara.
I'm Megan. I just want you all to know that I have Googled it. And granddaddy longlegs spiders belong to a family of spiders.
It's an arachnid.
But if you Google granddaddy longlegs roly-poly, there does seem to be an article in the world that says that they are related to the roly-polies. I don't care. They look like spiders to me. I don't really care.
Still some...
Logic means nothing. This is a phobia.
Critter.
Okay.
That climbs.
We're here for Kara's.
I'm going to tell you about a Bobby Sue Terrell.
Ooh, Bobby Sue.
Bobby Sue.
Oh, I like it.
Bobby Sue's a murderer.
I take it back. I don't like it.
Bobby Sue is from a tiny little Woodlawn, Illinois town. And people said that this is how they describe her.
Okay.
Ready? Overweight, myopic, and painfully shy.
What does myopic mean?
That's good.
Yeah. My Google machine is right here. Lacking imagination, foresight, or intellectual insight. Wow. These people were not, they didn't like her, huh?
No.
Overweight, lacking imagination or intellectual insight, and painfully shy. How do you know she was? I'm not going to defend her. She's a murderer. I'm not going to defend her.
She had seven siblings. Four of those were brothers that had muscular dystrophy, and two of them passed away before she even reached her mid-30s.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that's a lot of health issues going on in the family. That, once again, going back to her childhood, like, what kind of childhood do you think she had? Parents were having to be health caretakers of these kids. She probably had to be as well because she was older.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it says that in grade school, she was really outspoken about her religious beliefs, and it said that her classmates didn't like it. She played the organ for the Sunday services. She sang for them, too, and the church said she had a great singing voice.
Well, that's nice.
It's too bad she's
Overweight and myopic.
Yeah, exactly. And just painfully shy.
Great singing voice, though.
Exactly. She graduated high school in 1973. She decided she was going to take on a nursing career. Like I said, she was having to be a caretaker for her brother, so that probably just led her in that path. So graduated high school in 73, became a nurse in 1976. So she married a man named Danny Dudley, and they just kind of struggled with fertility issues. So they decided to adopt, but then the boy is hospitalized for a drug overdose.
The boy they adopted?
Mm-hmm. Then, like, their marriage just really started to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have a kid that's...
with a drug overdose.
Yeah. So...
but the kid's not old enough to,
right,
like, be on drugs. So we're
talking
about
unless he, like, got into the medicine cabinet. Husband's just feeling a little weird about it. So she couldn't have custody of the child in the divorce.
So they didn't get
Why
divorced.
Why not? Yeah. 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 I mean.
Yeah. But they're afraid that she poisoned her kid, basically.
Right. So as you can imagine, she just was thriving mentally with all of this. Kid being taken away, being accused of tranquilizing their kid. She ends up hospitalized 5 times. Stomach tumors. Had a hysterectomy to remove her ovaries. She had surgery for a broken arm, and it didn't heal properly. Gallbladder issues. Ulcers. Pneumonia. All the health issues.
Okay, I have a lot of feelings.
Yes.
I'm going to wait. Yeah. More first. Mm-hmm. Okay.
In July of 83... Hillview Manor in Grainville, Illinois, hires her as a nurse. She has surgery for self-inflicted cuts to her genitals.
Yep.
One of the wounds required emergency surgery in St. Louis. And she had told her counselor there that she had stabbed herself in a rage of frustration over her own infertility.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Then the nursing home was like, oh, Bobby Sue, we need for you to just go get psychiatric care.
Yeah.
We just really need for you to just go get yourself taken care of.
Away from here.
Yeah.
Go
somewhere.
Gosh,
to get this figured out.
If they removed her ovaries, like,
yeah,
there must have been some other...
Right, maybe she had endometriosis or PCOS or whatever. Yeah. So she was like, sure. Yeah. If you want, you know, I'll go voluntarily put myself in the hospital.
Well, good.
So she had about a year in psychiatric treatment. They released her. And then she had several just odd and end nursing jobs.
She stabbed herself in her genitals. I can't get over it.
Yeah,
I'm still stuck on that.
Yeah. She fainted frequently on duty. Nobody knew why. So they were just like, God, okay, we're going to suspend your license.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just, she doesn't seem safe to take
Illinois
care of
was
people.
Just like,
oh, she's a liability for sure.
Yeah. Oh, we got some issues. So they suspended her license there. She was like, I got it. I get that they're going to suspend my license. I think I'm just going to go live in Florida. Nobody needs to know there.
No.
I can start a new life. Everything's going to be fine.
Is she going to be a nurse there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
No, she sure did.
Bobby Sue.
So she got a nursing license in Florida, and she just, when she went to go get that license, she didn't tell St. Petersburg, where she was living, that she had these issues in Illinois, and they didn't at the time look into it. So,
yeah.
I mean.
Well, and I guess back then, this is what, the 80s, so
yeah,
it wasn't as much a connection.
Listen, Megan.
Oh, no.
Michael Mervis, who was a spokesman for Unicare Health Facilities, said, she's a damn good nurse. Lucid as hell and bright diagnostician.
Do you think he knew her at all?
It doesn't sound like it.
No.
Do you know about Bobby Sue's past, Mervis?
He's Mr. just
Mervis?
Like the head of the hospital.
Yeah, he's like, she's great.
He doesn't know her at all.
Yeah doesn't work
just
a shift.
Pretends like he knows all the employees.
Doesn't work a shift with her.
Mm-mm.
Just thinks that. He met her at a company picnic one time and she was great.
Myopic, you say? No way.
What? Okay, like I said, she was constantly moving from job to job. She was in the Tampa Bay area and she just kept getting all these illnesses. She had rectal bleeding that led to an emergency colostomy. She was struggling. She had at least 6 nursing home jobs in St. Petersburg, and she would be the one that would quit because of her illnesses. Her illnesses would cause her to just not be able to go to work.
So this is like Munchausen's.
That's exactly what this is.
Yeah. Because I was thinking when you talked about her brothers and everything.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I've read about Munchausen's is when they grow up in an environment like that, they see all the attention and care.
Exactly.
And they it warps their brain about like how to get people to love
you. Exactly. But instead of pretending she was sick, she would do things to herself to put herself in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. So then that makes me think she did poison the adopted son.
What if she was messing with her brothers too? Mm-hmm. What if it started there? So.
Allegedly,
we don't know. October, she gets a job as a shift supervisor at St. Petersburg North Horizon Health Center. She worked from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. She was in charge of the shift. They said it was the late night graveyard shift, and the graveyard shift kind of just ended up living up to the graveyard nickname.
Great.
So, sweet little old lady Aggie Marsh, 97, died on November 13th, 1984. So people were like, she's
97. Yeah.
Like,
you're not going to question it much.
She's had a good life. Like, she's in a nursing home. Mm-hmm. Like, she just, you know, it's okay. It's okay. People started questioning things when a 94-year-old Anna Larson almost died from an insulin overdose. And they were just like, guys, Miss Larson wasn't diabetic.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So, why insulin?
And also, we keep the insulin locked in a cabinet. And Nurse Dudley is the only one that keeps the key, so.
Okay, well, it doesn't seem like it should. So this is where the story ends, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't they pretty obviously be like,
what's going on here?
You all just put it all out there. She didn't do a very good job of this.
No.
She is myopic.
Exactly. So November 23rd, 85-year-old, I think it's Lethe McKnight.
Sure.
Died from, strangely enough, an insulin overdose.
Are you kidding me?
Uh-huh.
And then the story ends.
Actually, that same night when Miss McKnight died, a weird fire broke out in the hospital linen closet. And then two more patients, 79-year-old Mary Cartwright and 85-year-old Stella Bradham, died
suspiciously. I don't. There's one person with the key to the insulin.
Right.
This is not a hard mystery to solve. What are you doing?
They said that Monday dubbed the Holocaust by worried staffers.
Because so many people died?
Because 5 more patients died just like rapidly, one after the other.
She's not even trying to be discreet here. Why?
There was an anonymous phone call to the home. It was a woman whispering that 5 patients had been murdered in their beds. So police were like, oh, okay, something's going on here.
Oh, from the home to the police?
Yeah. So they were like, we'll be there.
I wonder who called.
I don't know.
I wonder if it was her.
What if it was?
Please stop me.
From the linen closet. So they get there. And strangely enough, she's got a stab wound in her side.
Megan. Kira.
The world turned upside down.
What?
Bobby Sue was like, you know what? There was an assault. Some person came through here and just attacked us all and just killed some patients and came after me and stabbed me.
No one else saw it but me.
Nobody knows. And then they started a fire in the linen closet and I got stabbed trying to save these patients.
People with insulin?
Or else I was going to die.
God, she is so myopic.
Yeah. So she blames this person for the patient's deaths and they just were like, okay, but we probably need to start an investigation.
Probably. I mean, may as well. You know, you're here.
Yeah. And we kind of, while we're doing this investigation, kind of let you go. And strangely, it stopped.
Oh, no one else died?
No, but it was just the person that was
there. The intruder.
Yeah, didn't come back. So instead of being like, oh, shoot, I got to get out of here. She was like, you know what? I'm going to file a workman's comp claim. And she filed for $22,000 based on the stabbing. and psychiatric reports said that
let's not
she,
forget, I was stabbed
here. There may have been some deaths, but I got stabbed. So they were like, you got to go through some psychiatric evaluations. So we're going to do some just, you know, routine checkups, health, mental health, you know, all these things. And the psychiatrists were like, she is schizophrenic, borderline schizophrenic. And she also, we found out, has Munchausen syndrome, which we all know is a condition characterized by self-inflicted wounds and false claims of illness. Then they get a hold of some records from Illinois.
And finally.
Oh,
she's a bad nurse.
Mutilation to self, some bad things happening, just random. Oh, her child was poisoned. Great. So they're like, you know, we cannot accept this workman's comp claim. This just isn't going to work out for you.
So it's like the insurance company that ended up investigating, not the police as much.
Right, exactly. Okay. So she's still hospitalized on February 12th when Florida's Department of Professional Regulation issued an emergency order for suspending her nursing license in Florida now.
Well, good.
So two states it's been suspended. And the spokesman said the state's board of nursing called Dudley an immediate serious danger to the public health, safety, and welfare.
Good.
Wow.
Good job.
You finally figured this out?
Mm.
She was like, no. Nope. This is not how this is going to work out. I demand a formal hearing. And I'm going to wait for my day in court. So while all this is going on, she marries a 38-year-old Ron Terrell.
Ron.
He was a plumber from Tampa.
Why?
Ron was just starting to learn about her mental health issues, and she ended up in another mental health unit committed against her will. While she was there, the Board of Nursing announced a 5-year suspension of her license. Why not a lifetime?
Yeah, why not eternal? Maybe there's some reason they can't do that?
I guess. They said they would reinstate it if she successfully completed her psychiatric treatments. But wouldn't you think if you have these issues that you'd need to be treated for the rest of your life?
Mm-hmm. Also, you've killed some people. I'll say, when you're a nurse who has murdered your patients, there should be no way you could get your nursing license back.
Right.
But I guess she hasn't been convicted of anything yet, so there's
one. Then March 17th, she's formally charged with attempting to murder Anna Larson on November 1984. Mm-hmm. They found them living in a roadside tent, searched their former residence.
Ron and
Bobby Sue. Yes, okay. Ma'am. And they found some things. Hmm. Under Dudley's mattress, police found a 5-page dissertation listing the patient's deaths, identifying them by bed number and indicating what time they died. Two deaths had been declared homicide by an insulin injection, and they were just like,
why did she do that?
And obviously she had access to insulin cabinets, and she was able to change people's records.
Why did she write it all down and keep it?
Even after they found all of this information, she denied any involvement.
But I mean, she has gotten away with this kind of thing her whole life. Not necessarily murder, but the lying about things. So she probably just thinks she'll keep doing it.
Exactly.
Or this is what she wanted, was the attention. So this is almost like, I'm going to keep it coming.
She told her psychiatrist, Dr. Anthony J. Foreman, about the deaths. And it says, she told me that she was very upset because there were 13 people who died of overdoses of insulin. Mm. Trial was scheduled to begin October 20th, 1985, but the psychiatric tests kept postponing this. They were like, there's a lot going on here. We gotta, we need to wait a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm sure her attorneys used that in her favor. That was October 20th that all that stuff got postponed. October 22nd, 1985, her psychiatrist concluded she suffered from a schizophrenic disorder, Munchausen syndrome, and it just was like, people suffering from this can produce symptoms of serious illness.
Mm-hmm.
So they said she was extremely interesting and quite bizarre patient. And then obviously she was fired from all these places. And at last, February 1988, she pled guilty to reduced charges of second degree murder and was sentenced to a combined term of 65 years in prison.
I think the Munchausen's by proxy thing is, they poison or inflict illness or whatever on other people to get the attention of like, oh, you take such good care of them.
Right, exactly.
But that doesn't seem to be what she was doing with these people. It's just, it's like it's two separate things. Like she just wanted to murder them.
Right, she wanted to cause harm to herself for attention. She was killing these people.
That's what's so weird to me.
Like with insulin when they weren't, they had no need for it.
And it was like quickly killing.
Yeah.
I mean, she killed, it was like.
And setting fires.
And shooting five people in one day.
But then the Munchausen thing kicks in and she stabs herself for attention because all these deaths.
If they feel sorry for me.
Exactly.
They won't.
Right.
Pay attention. It's very confusing to me. So it's just like, it's like the murdering doesn't really have anything to do with the Munchausens.
Right. But then is that where the schizophrenic kicks in? So one of her has Munchausen, the other one's a murderer. Like,
well, she just wants attention.
Yeah.
Right. Like she's the nurse in the building where all these patients suddenly die. But I mean, again, she killed them all so quickly.
Right.
There's not even a lot of time for her attention to build up. That's very confusing to me.
Yeah. So that's
why I always want to understand why.
I don't know. Exactly.
I get like, how she developed Munchausen's. I get that.
Right.
But the rest of it is confusing.
No. Bobby Sue. Medical board licensing. Let's take this as a note to check into other states.
Well, and also, of course, maybe now you'd like to think this kind of thing wouldn't happen. But after that second death.
Right.
Like the first one was 97, and I get that they didn't think that it needed to be investigated. But when the second one was not diabetic, died of an insulin overdose.
Yes.
Insulin's only available to the one person with the
Exactly.
kidney, why was she,
why are we not looking at
immediately?
Her? Exactly.
While you investigate. Like
they're like, oh, we're
how
short,
did 12 people end up dying?
We're short staffed, Megan.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
We love you guys.
Research your hospitals and doctors.
It's really nice to be back from break and recording and telling new stories. And
it is.
I love it. Okay. We love you
so much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.